The question was asked, do we have to accept, believe, trust that there was ever a golem in the city of Prague, that the Maharal created a golem? So let's see. The Talmud tells us, and we have still on tradition, that there's this book called Sefer HaYetzirah, the Book of Creation. We still have it. Rav Saadia Gaon wrote a commentary on it. Whether what we have is what the Talmud has, we'll assume it is. It's a medrash that's very hard to understand. But if you really know the Kabbalistic meanings of how to use that medrash, so then one can create, the Talmud says, a calf or even some kind of creature that looks human. So this idea of a golem and creating something of the sort, it says in the Talmud that there were rabbis who knew how to do this. So does the concept have any basis? Yes. Did the Maharal do it? I have no idea. Do we have to believe the Maharal did it? I don't see why we would. Do you want to believe that the Maharal did it? If you do, you could. It's not something that's impossible. It's a possibility. It could be. And it seems from a response in the Chacham Tzvi, that's also quoted in the Mishnah Brura, where he discusses whether a creature created with this Sefer HaYetzirah joins in a minion or not. So it seems like he really understood there was such a creature. Later commentaries all ask about the Chacham Tzvi. It says that when this creature made too much trouble in the days of our sages, so they got rid of it. So what does that mean they got rid of it? If you're going to view it as a human, so then that's murder. How could you get rid of it? Meaning the Chacham Tzvi seems to view that whatever creature they could create with Sefer HaYetzirah is a human being. So he asks, is he part of a minion? So the rabbis say, who says he's Jewish? Who says he's human? Yes, there is this concept. You can create something using the Kabbalistic knowledge that's hidden in the Sefer HaYetzirah, something that would seem to that would look like a human, not too intelligent, but would look like a human. Okay, it says that they did that. They created a calf and they all ate it. Now you'll ask me, do I have to take that literally? Supposed to is a tough question. That depends on who you ask. But I think many commentaries did take it literally. You see, the Chacham Tzvi took it literally. You see, the Mishnah Brura took it literally. So they understood that one would be able to use this book to create something that would look human and would be able to function with minimal intellect like a human being. So they seem to take it literally. Is it far out to say that this stuff is not literal? I don't know. I don't remember the Rambam overtly addressing this, but I don't think it's so... So impossible to say that this is a medrash and that it's not to be taken literally. Again, the classical sources seem to have taken it literally. I don't remember offhand someone saying that what the Talmud says over there is not to be taken literally. But again, I would have no problem drinking wine that someone touched if they said that that wasn't literal. I would still think they were a kosher Jew, and I don't think that that's like one of the foundations of Jewish faith is to say that you could use Sefer HaYetzirah to create a golem. Certainly, I don't think it's... necessary to accept the idea that the Maharal created a golem. We don't really have a good source to indicate that that happened. There's folklore, okay. So folklore is just that. We don't know. Maybe yes, maybe no.